We're recording.
Oh. What up?
The retro keep going. Bowl addiction I gotta, goes nah,
I just
hard.
Gotta get to halftime. Keep going.
Okay.
We can start this. I'm locked in.
You are?
You already started, bro.
Hey, welcome back to episode 98 of the Young Bucks podcast. I'm here with...
Keep going.
I'm here with the... It's Sunday. I'm here with the original co-host of the Young Bucks podcast, Chris Deering.
Keep it going.
And me and Noah Heiss.
Keep it going.
Kyle Hose. We are, follow me at Kyle_Hose at Instagram.
At The Headline Project
okay. On Instagram. And don't need to talk about that. And so we're just here today, just the three of us. Henry.
Big Hank.
Usually Hank's in my seat. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, but he is not here today, and that would be because he is on a spring break trip in New York.
Don't do it again. Don't do it again.
Please.
Don't do it again.
The Big Apple, the first place of Madison Square Garden. The
first place of Madison Square Garden.
The
home of Madison Square Garden.
Okay, yeah, where does the ball drop at?
Oh, the
where does the ball drop?
Times Square.
Times Square. The home of Times Square. That's what I was trying to say. Yep, not Madison Square Garden. Yeah, I was trying to say Times Square.
But yeah, so he's gone. We've already recorded this once, but we had some things happen.
Yeah, we had a lot of technical difficulties. First run, this is the rerun of it.
Hopefully it's just as good. I mean, it's going to be just as good. Better. It's going to be better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to set our expectations high.
I don't think it cannot be better.
I don't think it was that bad.
I think rule number one about recording a second time is you don't talk about the first time.
So this is our first time recording the podcast today. It's great to be here. So Chris is having a rough week.
How so?
He had a rough end of the last week.
Talk to me.
Go ahead and talk to us about what happens when you take a hairy dog and it gets combined with a bush full of burrs.
So yes, I am dog sitting. That's right. Very good, Kyle. I am dog sitting this week for people that I know, and there's two dogs, a big one and a little one.
Little one's goofy.
Little one's goofy. Little one's on something. And so I had a plan. I was going to leave the house at 6. I was going to go, and I was going to go run a couple errands and get some Little Bros events, which was at 7. So I have to let these dogs out so they can go potty before I leave for a couple hours. And so I let them out at 5:30. I'm watching some basketball. I'm getting my stuff ready to go. I wanted to go get them back at 5:40. I go outside at 5:40 to let them inside, and the first little dog comes in. Hmm. I'm looking out for the big dog. Uh-huh. Where's the big dog at, guys? Where's he at? I can't find him. Uh-huh. I go out there, and he's like rubbing his face in the grass. He's rubbing his face just on the grass, and I'm like, "What's this dog doing?" I look at him. I'm like, "No." He got into some poop and some dirt.
Tell me that part.
Yeah, we did not hear that part of the story.
Because when I was telling people the story. No. You guys, just let me tell my story.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just let me tell my story.
All right, right.
And I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, no, I'm going to have to clean him off. I'm going to have to like wipe him with a towel. I have to like wash him. Because this guy got in some poop. And he gets closer to me. And it's like, nah, fam. He got into a bushel of burrs.
Yeah,
some
tough.
Burrs in this long-haired golden doodle. He has burrs covering his eyes and his cheeks, choking on one, and on his ears, on his feet, on his chest, dude. It was so bad. I did the best of my abilities to clean it up. He threw up.
Ooh.
It was all over the place. It was bad. It was a bad day. It was a stressful day. Yep. I've had a stressful last couple days.
I think that's probably... The highlight of the stress.
Yeah, no. Yeah. That's the most stress that's been, for
those
sure.
Are all reasons why I don't dog sit anymore. I've had too many bad experiences.
Are you a veteran dog sitter?
I am a veteran.
Okay.
And I do not enjoy it.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I dog sat all the time. For one family in particular, but like all the time. It was never good.
No.
But the little homie.
Little homie. Dog, yeah.
Little white, fluffy.
Lucky.
Lucky. Perfectly manicured.
Yeah.
Like, great haircut. You got, like, big poofy ears.
And a poofy tail.
Yeah, he's cute. I like Luggy. But, like, it is true he does look real goofy. But, like, I don't understand why, like, every basic family has like the little white dog with like goobers on their eyes.
I saw a clip of that the other day saying that.
Like your cousins have the same thing.
Oh yeah.
Like every basic
family
chick.
Modern family.
Yeah. Has like the white dog with like the brown around its mouth and the crusty eyes. It's like, why?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
You're right. You're right. Now, I mean, they're not going to listen to it. My cousins, their dogs are quite ugly. I'm just going to say it out loud. I'm running a risk. No, I'm running
one
a risk.
One of them will take offense to that.
Oh, I know they will. One looks like a naked mole rat.
Worse.
And the other one's half blind, which we love.
I love that. It's actually really good looking dog. I'm trying not to get on the bad side of anybody.
Okay.
On the side of the family.
It's okay. They're my family. I'll deal with them. Saw them today. See them in a week. It'll be okay. But the dog I'm dog sitting, this dog's not too bad.
And no, he's cute. He's the exception.
So I'm just concerned. I'm just kind of concerned for some people.
Gotcha.
Yep. No? So you didn't? Did you dog sit like a decent variety of houses, or do you think you just didn't enjoy it because it was that one same dog, and that dog was just like
probably like three different families. Okay. But the one dog I did the most like would pee and poop every time he left the house in the house.
Oh, that's not fun.
Plus, I'm allergic to like most dogs, so that's not fun.
Because
then you're just chilling in the house.
Yeah, the one time I dog sitted was honestly great.
See, that
it was the
fun.
Most chill dog. It just went to bed when I went to bed. It was really small, black haired. I don't know, like the full breed and everything.
Yeah.
But it would just like lay down, watch TV with me, and also I will say. My first thought was, all right, I'm going to like be by myself, right? Take care of the dog and be really productive.
Yeah.
I got through 5 seasons of The Office.
Yeah,
like,
didn't do anything.
No, absolutely
nothing.
Not.
I think I'm just going to have to adopt that next week. Yeah. Like, I've really tried to be
this
productive.
Week, you might as well just like unstress yourself so you can enjoy before you leave for camp.
Yeah, especially if you're planning on putting your 2 weeks and having a month of where you can be productive, like doing the podcast and stuff.
This will be a good
dog sitting while you're working, trying to get productive is not the time to do it.
You might as well reset your brain so that you've been relaxed. Cause you know, like you'll relax for a bit, you have your lazy time and then you want to be productive again. If you try and have that right when you quit work, you're just going to be lazy up until you leave.
Yeah.
If you get it out of the way,
there we go.
Then you'll hit it.
We got a plan. So this week, we're going to unwind, get productive in the mind.
Yeah.
Not productive in the reality.
Mm-hmm.
Get your mind right.
Yeah.
While relaxing, take a little vacation.
A little mental vacation.
Mm-hmm. Mental vacation.
It's always
camp is not going to be a vacation, just so you know.
Camp? No.
You're going to be grinding.
Yes, sir, dude. Yeah. Except for my bus rides, however long those are.
That's a good point. That is actually a great point.
Mm-hmm. That's where
I think that fully depends on the bus.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to be able to sleep, but no. I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, good bus, great time.
Yeah, like, bad bus, bad time.
Yeah, even like...
Well, you can make good times out of a bad bus.
Oh, 100%. But that just involves like people making stupid decisions.
Yeah, exactly. We remember the big red bus?
Yes.
Dude. The AC broke on that.
Okay.
And like you know how August gets like weirdly hot and then it gets fall time? In August it broke and we had to come back from Wisconsin to the school.
That's
from
miserable.
Our soccer tournament. Like we put up blanket dividers in between girls and guys and we were all just chilling in our underwear in the back. Like,
that's
it
fair.
Was that hot. Like, it was so hot in there. It was tough. That was
miserable.
Not fun. But it was fun. Like, we still made
fun,
the best of it. Yeah.
But it was just so hot.
Yeah, it was so hot.
I think the only time we had a broken bus was when we went to camp that one year. Luckily, it was like half of the...
Like
I think
school camp?
We didn't have it. It was another grade that
oh,
got, like, a broken bus
yeah.
when we went to the, like, carnival or the fair
oh,
place.
Yeah.
And we were all just chilling in the air-conditioned, like,
nice bus.
Chapel. Yeah. And
oh,
they were just stuck in the bus like 30 minutes
oh,
away.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. I was so happy because it's like we just got 30 minutes to chill.
Yeah, facts.
And then didn't have to be with that many people.
That was a good time. That was a good time. I remember that.
Do you have like a favorite bus trip moment?
Mm.
So I don't know about you guys, but like.
I know he does.
My
Do
high
I?
School.
Yeah, dude. It was on the way back from our. Soccer tournament and you're just stuck
oh,
in the corner
no
No, it was not a good time. That's why okay. I was saying
the
it.
The worst experience.
He was just stuck around so many people that were just so like
that whole bus
exhausted
trip.
And like upset and like angry, dude.
So it was just stressful for him.
Yeah. I was like, up in the front partying,
but everybody else around you was mad.
Yeah. Like for no reason, my Doritos just got crushed.
Oh my!
My phone just got
bro.
Chucked halfway up, and then it was just so dumb.
The what?
It was yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but. Like, my high school years, we took so many bus trips. Like, so
like
many
in terms
places.
Of just games?
Like, tournaments.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Fine arts. Like, one year we went to South Carolina twice. Basketball tournament and fine arts.
That's crazy.
So, fall and winter. And then, like, the next year we went to Maranatha for a tournament. Back down to South Carolina that winter. Like, we went on a lot of
What was
bus
funny
trips.
To me, people always, that South Carolina trip for, like, the fine arts or whatever, people would always just sign up for handbells or chorals just to go, on the year that was. Because they only went, like, every couple of years or whatever, right?
It was sweet.
I
know.
The opposite of that. I would have done choral, but then I was like, oh, go to Bob Jones? Nope. I'll find something else to do.
Really?
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude. I was not trying to go down
there. It was a good time.
I probably would have my senior year.
Was that... There was one year. I don't know if it was our senior or freshman or whatever the times they went that he was talking about. There was like a Nerf thing down there that they had just started doing. That actually sounded really fun. I don't remember it enough to specify. So you might
remember
it.
That's ringing a bell.
It was some like Nerf arena thing that they had... One of the people that the guy who was leading our thing knew, I think. And he had... I don't remember it very well, but it seemed lit at the time. That was about the only time, I think. Because other than that, like, visiting a college seems like, it seemed fun to me, but...
It was just nice because we got to go out of state, no schoolwork.
Right.
Until you got back. Just kind of chill.
Did they, like, just postpone your schoolwork?
Yeah. No.
That's nice.
Nobody had school because everyone was gone at the trips.
Yeah. And, well, like, I think people still came to, but, like... Choir, band, core, like that took up.
It's kind of like 80%. Like snow camp. They don't actually do anything.
Yeah, yep, that's what it was. So sweet. That was a good time. I think Jerry, my buddy, and I snuck our longboards on the bus.
Dude,
one time.
That's sick.
Yeah, so we were just cruising around campus.
Nice, dude.
That was a good time.
Nice.
I don't have a favorite bus memory. But
like, I really don't think I do either.
No, I do.
I have one that's really funny, but it doesn't involve, like, I wasn't on it. I just heard it. It was a soccer team with, like, I can't say names, but just like somebody releasing fluid in the back of a bus.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I heard that too.
Was that you?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't my year.
What's your story?
When we were on our way to South Carolina, we stopped at a place and like people went over here to eat. People went over here to eat. And we got done early and I went out and I figured out how to get on top of the bus.
Dude.
I figured it out.
So then I climbed on the tire and then I had to open the driver's little half window by the driver's seat, step on that and then get up there. And I was up there and I was dancing and it was fine. It was funny until my ex put it on Facebook and like everybody who's like in charge of the school
not your
follows
ex at a time.
Her on Facebook. And so now like they're like, I got like 2 phone calls. Like, what are we doing? Don't get on the bus. Like, it was like this big ordeal. And I was like, guys,
like. Let's be mature.
I get them just like saying, don't get on the bus.
Let's
but
be mature about it. Yeah, no, like it wasn't that big of a deal.
That's like, just how things have to be. Like,
yeah. It's
it
so
to,
dumb.
Everything
though.
Has to be made more than it is.
I know. It's boring, though.
You got to make it fun.
Whatever. I don't know. My dad was like, why'd you do that? And I was like, did you ever dance on top of a school bus in high school? No. That's what I thought.
With respect.
Wow.
With the most respect that I can. Yeah. Bus trips were fun. Mm-hmm.
What? What did you say?
What?
Bus trip was fun. Is that what you said?
Oh, I thought he said Buster Guns.
He did say it.
Buster
like, Guns. Fun.
Yeah.
Buster Guns.
I don't really have nothing crazy for bus stories.
Did you go on any out-of-state trips?
Yeah, I went on the
Chicago.
Dude, we did go to Chicago.
That's right.
Is there anything
eighth
fun?
Grade?
That was in eighth grade.
Did you get crazy?
I will.
Yup.
Okay.
No. When we went to Chicago, what did you say?
Creation Museum?
Yeah, we did. I was just going to say, they took us like the last stop on, what was it, 3 days? the last stop, whatever the last day was, the last place we went was like the Chicago deep dish pizza place. Oh, that was the worst decision possible.
Yes.
Nobody on that bus was safe to sit by. Like, and it was like all you could eat. Yeah. Like they just paid and they let us eat. And all of us were like, I bet I can eat more slices than you. I bet I can eat more than you.
Yeah. Everybody,
every single dude on that bus at least had like 8 slices of pizza.
Oh, that's impossible.
And we destroyed that bus. My dad was like, this is horrendous.
It was bad. It was so bad. It
was that really like before bad. You so drove bad. All the way home?
Yes. Yeah. We had to ride all the way home in that.
Chicago to home. And you know that drive pretty well. It's so like,
it's a pretty long drive, especially on a bus.
We definitely happened. Yeah, that's wild.
That was miserable.
Planning. Very poor.
Because we hit that like before we went to our hotel and then went to the show or whatever the horses.
Medieval
time. I love
time.
That.
It's pretty weird. Cool. One of the guys I work with he went with his parents to he took his parents down to Chicago to go to the medieval times down there. I was like, dude, it's pretty sick down
it's
there.
It's pretty sweet. It's like a once thing.
Yeah.
Because I've been to medieval times and Dolly Parton Stampede. Same thing.
Hmm.
It's the same show. You just...
I will say, thinking back on it, like, I ended up drinking, like, because it's like a restaurant. They just keep refilling your... Because they have, like, a bunch of meals that fit it, right?
Yeah.
But they just keep refilling your thing with Coke, right? Yeah. And it was in the dark. It's like, I didn't realize it was this big of a pitcher. I went through, like, 6 glasses of Coke. And really? I think, looking back on that, I realized... Whenever I'm like, I just have a drink in front of me, I just drink it so fast. Like, I almost am just trying to finish it because I feel like I have to.
Yeah.
And like today, we went and got food earlier. I had like 4 glasses of water in like the first like 15, 20 minutes.
Interesting.
I've never noticed that until like just now. I just, if it's in front of me, I keep drinking. So like the refills get me.
That's interesting.
He does. He did that because I was telling him, I was like, dude, I need some water bad. I drank probably like a glass and a half maybe the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And his phone's been on the whole time. I drank probably a glass and a half. And this dude's over here like just chilling.
And I feel bad.
Like 5 glasses.
I like having a drink, but they just kind of refill it. They don't really ask, right? Because that's what you're supposed to do. But a lot of the time, I have one cup, and I'm like, I'm good. But they just keep refilling it, and then I keep drinking it. I don't even mean to.
Man, yeah, it's yeah.
Yeah, it's. I don't know how that developed, but maybe it was there.
Yeah, dude, maybe that was the start of it.
Yeah.
It's just like a whole, like, brain. You ever think about that? Like, what if you're like what your brain picks up on and then just like makes the connection from like a moment?
Mm-hmm. It really is interesting. There's like, that's one of those things you sit there like when you can't sleep and you're just like thinking about all the little connections. You're like, why does this happen? Why does this happen?
Why is my brain doing this?
Yeah. And then you wake up and you don't remember any of it.
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all.
That happens way too often for me. Like today, I woke up at 1 o'clock thinking it was time to go. Trying to wake myself up at 1.
Dude.
Don't even ask me about that, dude. I don't know how that happened.
That is interesting.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Were you going through something?
No, I'm chilling.
Okay.
Just had to take care of something.
March Madness. It's happening right now.
Did you enter the bracket?
No.
No bracket?
My buddies even sent me one, and I was like, no.
Were we your buddies?
Don't know.
Oh, so two of your buddies sent you some.
There's like 2 or 3 people that sent me a bracket, and I was like, no. That's I don't care enough.
Right.
I love March Madness. I love college basketball. I do not care enough to fill out a bracket.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But
it's okay.
Shout out to our boy,
Jack Golke.
Yeah, dude.
Straight I think dog. That's his first name.
Yeah.
I don't know if
it's
his first name.
It's Jack.
Yeah,
it's Jack Golke.
Yeah.
But, so I don't know if you know this, but... Last year, he attempted like 393 3-pointers or made and like 7 2-pointers.
I saw the shot chart.
Yeah, I did.
About.
Yeah. I saw a short about that the other day. What a that is psycho, crazy. Dude.
Did you see?
He's committed.
Oh, yeah.
Him and that Townsend dude did like a Slippers commercial like on their TikTok and a TurboTax commercial.
Yeah, I seen the TurboTax.
NIL deals were coming in right after
That's
that
crazy.
Game, dude.
Yeah, and he's just going to go do something
after
this.
Like, yep, it's over. He's done.
That is wild to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Came in, dropped 16 threes in 2 games, and is out.
Like, he's like for 2 days, he was on top of the world.
Yes.
In 5 years, he's going to be working at some like insurance agency. You know what I mean?
But he's always going to have that.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, he's the Oakland, Golden Grizzlies of Michigan. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
They're going to be in history forever.
Yeah.
Just like Oral Roberts and
St. Peter's.
St. Peter's. Fairleigh Dickinson. Those are just the last 3 years.
What was the Chicago one? Loyola.
Loyola, Chicago. Yeah, what a year of Loyola, Chicago.
Yeah,
dude.
That was a good one.
Oh, that was nice.
Yeah, but no, March Madness going crazy. I really don't like. All the teams I care about are out, I think.
Yeah, Michigan State got out.
Did they?
Young Bucks, yes.
Who did they lose to?
Michigan State. They lost to North Carolina last night.
Oh, yeah.
They were up big, too. And really? Decided to suck. Sold? Yeah. A little update live on the podcast of the Young Bucks bracket. There's the winner will get a jersey brought to you by Kyle. And yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You need some stake in the Young Bucks podcast if that's the case.
So I'm trying to find the standings right now of it.
Yeah, just hit the
Hit that right there.
So in first place with a whopping 440 points, we have Lou. Second place, reigning champ trophy. And in third place, we have Belgrace 22 picks. That is your top three.
Who won last year? Are we allowed to say?
The reigning champ won last year.
I dropped.
Yeah, Noah is
I'm tied for eighth currently.
Yeah, me, Noah, and Michael Jordan are tied for eighth.
How many people are in it that aren't on this podcast right now?
A
decent amount.
There's 22 people that joined.
Nice. Yeah. So
me, Henry, or Noah are all one of.
I feel so bad for one bracket because they were doing super well, but their champion got knocked out first round.
Yep, they had Kentucky to win, and they're still in fourth.
Yeah,
that's tough. That's insane.
They had like 100% besides that, but their like max points was like half what everybody else was.
I think there's one.
All good.
No, never mind. No, I was gonna say I think there's one person with the perfect bracket, but he's just. Mm-mm.
I think they all
leading.
Went out.
Yeah, he's just leading.
Yeah, no, everyone's out. Nobody.
I did
made it
see
through.
A guy on TikTok, and he had the number one ranking.
I thought I was cooking.
I was like, that would be sweet.
That would be.
I thought I was cooking something up. I was having Auburn win, dude. No, it was not cooking. I went through. This was my bracket. I spent the most time on looking at matchups, dude. 270 points max, 530.
Wow.
Granted, did I have Vermont, a 13 seed, going to the finals because they have a top 10 defense in the whole league? Yes. Should I have done that? No.
That might be
Vermont
a mistake.
Going to like the finals?
Yeah. Oh. They had a top 10 defense, and I didn't think any of the other teams in the bottom of the bracket could have done well.
Of course they have a top 10 defense because they play nobody schools.
Mm-hmm.
I do have to say.
But they did. Duke it averages 85 points a game. They held them to 60.
Wow.
So.
March is interesting. Because March is the one time of year where, for some reason, like in March Madness, like basketball doesn't make sense.
Nope. Mm-mm. It's because
it's
one game.
It does not make sense. Mm. Yeah.
It's because it's one game. If it was seven games, every single higher team would win.
Right.
If it was seven games, 100%.
That's true.
It's one game.
Yeah, so they got hype coming into it. Mm-hmm. Like, Jack Oakie was hitting insane shots.
I watched the highlight tape. Kentucky couldn't have done anything else to stop him.
No!
They had hand and face like that.
There had three people on him, and he was shooting like this and still drained it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's insane.
Shout out to Michigan.
Yeah, that's just that dog. Like, when it's one game, you're like, okay, I can put it all out there
and exactly.
Have my chance.
Oh, yeah. That's what it is, dude.
It is. Because seven-game series, that would just be demotivating.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Oh, I got to do this seven times?
Yeah, you know you're losing that.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done anything seven times. I give up.
And, yeah, so March Madness is crazy. I'm happy. Like, I really – this was the one year I didn't really, like – like, I normally I'll, like, go through and just pick up random teams, fill out, like, five, six, seven brackets of just, like, random teams. Just this year I really wasn't feeling it. I just filled in some, like – I filled in a couple
because
I felt like I had to. But, like, you know, it was still fun, though. I still enjoy filling out brackets. But I don't think I'll ever get it perfect.
No. Do you think that the reigning champ is going to repeat in the tournament?
It all depends on what UConn does. I think UConn is a big changer for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
UConn's the one seed. University of Connecticut?
I know they're going to lose.
They're going to lose? Who are they going to lose to? Predict it now.
I don't know.
I'll give you some
still
teams.
In.
I'll give
me,
you some teams.
Give me what's left in their division.
So there's Northwestern.
Yep.
There's San Diego State.
Nope.
There's Iowa State, Illinois.
Iowa State.
You want they're
Iowa
lose
State? No, they're losing to Iowa State.
UConn's gonna lose to Iowa
they're
State.
They're losing to Iowa State. Okay. Is Tennessee in that one too?
Tennessee, they would not play to the finals.
Okay. Okay. If Iowa State doesn't knock them off, they will lose to Tennessee in the finals.
Right here. You heard it first.
No, Tennessee won't make it there.
Tennessee is the highest ranked. Oh, no. They're still Purdue. My fault.
It's Purdue. Purdue's not going anywhere either, bro.
Your buddy's got Purdue winning it all.
Really?
One of your buddies does, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I have no faith in Purdue ever, okay. Any year.
Yeah.
Can I see this?
Yeah, that's your buddy. So, why are you looking at it?
No, I just want to look at the brackets,
let him,
actually.
Let him just analyze. Just let him
decipher that.
Yeah. So,
now he's
going
to get in it and want to make a bracket. And be,
yeah, now I'm going to
the second chances start tomorrow.
There you go.
Okay, so...
what are you thinking, Kyle?
No, I'm just, I just don't think Purdue's gonna do anything.
No, they won't.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
So Gonzaga, oh my goodness.
Huh.
Gonzaga whooped on Kansas.
Yeah.
Not even a close game.
It was like, they went on like a 20-3 run.
Holy cow.
They didn't miss consecutive shots in the second half.
Your bracket is wrecked.
Mine? Yeah, one of mine is, but.
No, so I don't think UConn or Purdue.
Or Houston?
No, I like Houston.
The only reason I have Houston getting upsetted in the second round, which I thought they were going to get upset by Nebraska with Tosoki something, something, something. Some really good Japanese player. Like, super good.
Oh, I know.
You've seen Tosiki.
Yeah, Tensagi or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, so good.
Yeah.
Tomananga.
Yeah. He's a senior. Very good.
Mm.
Like, he was playing like Steph Curry.
Like Curry.
Oh, okay. Fair
like,
enough.
For real.
Like
real Steph Curry or
like real
2K
Steph Curry?
Steph Curry
no,
that
like,
we just played.
Like real Steph Curry.
Crazy. If you really want to hear someone glaze him, go listen to Pat McAfee. It's hilarious. It's hilarious.
The GOAT?
The GOAT. All right.
Anyways, keep going.
And I thought Houston was going to get upset because Houston has injuries. There's a lot of injuries in Houston right now.
I think if there was going to be a year where there wasn't a number one seed in it, this year.
Except UConn. UConn's so good.
They're good, but like...
What are you thinking?
I tried not to just pick the like number one seeds because of how unpredictable it is, and then I got to like my final four and realized it was all number one seeds.
Really?
I think so.
Really?
And maybe I have like one... It's either ones and twos or just like ones, I think.
I think you need to change your home screen. Anyways,
what's
so...
My home screen?
Home screen.
It'll click in
Mountains?
A while. No, it'll click in a while.
Okay.
I got it.
Yep. So, Zach Eddy.
Good one.
On Purdue. Big, tall Asian dude.
Yeah. Canadian.
Bro, we just had this. What?
Canadian.
He is Asian.
Is he?
Yes.
Oh.
Well, maybe. I don't know. I don't really care either.
Me neither. I hate Purdue.
Matter
I hate Purdue.
What race he is.
I hate Purdue.
He's not good. He is tall. If I was built like him, I would be good at basketball too.
What's your thoughts on that?
So, okay. I haven't seen him play, but like I feel like we were kind of talking about this earlier, like yeah. With Wemby. You said
he
this.
He is slightly Wembanyama. Gifted.
He's
love that guy.
He is
I will say this right now. I will glaze Wemby, dude.
Bro.
I will give him all the praise, dude.
No,
I will give him his praise,
because
dude. He is so good at basketball.
If he was 6'3", he would be a sixth man in the league.
He would be Steph Curry.
No, he would not.
Yes, he would.
Bro, no.
He's playing like 7-foot Steph Curry. He's doing ISO ball like James Harden at 7-foot okay. 4 when
yeah,
he was
they
in
go to
prime.
Steal the ball and he goes, and it's yeah. In the sideline.
Bro,
exactly.
You can't.
Derek White tried to steal the ball and he didn't even move it.
Exactly.
He literally just kept
he's
running.
He's not good. That... He's just tall.
But he would be able to do that if he was 6-foot
no.
4.
Wait, listen.
Bro. I love how heated this
if
is.
If you take current Wemby's skill set, and stick yes. It in a 6'4", 6'3" guy, he's right. But the way Wemby developed that, he is obviously motivated enough to work hard. If he was 6'3" his whole life and had like started from there, he would be good. Because he would like he has the
yes.
Ability to get good as a 6'3"
yes.
player, but his skill set right now on a 6'3" player isn't like Curry level.
That's what I'm trying to say. He does not have a skill set that makes him an actual good player. It's just his skill set is just good enough where he's great because
yeah.
He's 7'1" or whatever he is.
He's like, yeah, for a 7'7" player, his skill set is amazing.
Yeah.
For a like 6'8" player, it's decent. Like
okay.
In NBA standards. Obviously, if we go against
NBA standards,
like
yes.
Scalabrine right now, we're getting cooked.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Exactly. Yes.
Of course. Have you guys seen that challenge his they did with him? Challenge? Yeah. That was hilarious.
Yeah, dude. You have no idea what you're talking about.
He just played like regular people or like ex-college players and stuff.
If they scored a point, I think if they scored a point, he would give like 10 grand.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would have scored a point on him.
No.
I don't think anybody did.
Brian Scalabrine? Nobody did.
Nobody scored.
Not a single person. I think maybe one dude.
Yeah.
Because it was make it, take it. He started with the ball.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's crazy how good they are.
I just don't like the glazing.
I'll give him his praise.
There's always going to be glazing, though.
Like, cool, bro. You're big.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him his flowers, dude. He's going to be top player. Whatever, bro. Same thing with Jokic. I'll give Jokic flowers all day.
Jokic is good.
Yeah.
So is Wemby. Jokic is good outside of his height.
Yeah.
The thing is, Jokic...
Okay, same argument, okay? Okay, same argument. Jokic can pass like Chris Paul.
Yes.
Like Milos Teodosic.
Yes.
Wemby's shooting is not Curry's level shooting, though.
Give me a sec. Okay. Let me cook.
Let him cook.
We called Chris Paul, Jason Williams, great passers. Yes. Steve Nash, great passer. Jason Kidd, great passer.
Yeah.
Jokic is also a great passer. But he's also 7 foot tall. So we give him more praise because he's 7 foot tall making these passes. It's the same thing with Wemby.
No, because of what he just said.
If Wemby shot as good as Curry, then it would be true. Wemby would be better.
His shooting and passing is not as good.
Wemby's shooting is good, but it's not Curry level. Yeah. Nothing's Curry level.
Okay, I shouldn't have said Curry.
It's not even Curry. It's not even Clay.
I will give.
It's not even Jalen Brown. Like it's not.
Okay. It's definitely not Clay.
It's Jalen Brown. It's Jalen Brown.
I'm just saying. He did it's like when LaMelo came in the league.
Okay, and LaMelo was so overhyped, dude.
That's what I'm saying.
LaMelo's
good now. He's good.
Right. He's just injured. Mm-hmm. Just injured. LaMelo's a great player.
But I'm saying like...
I miss Lonzo.
We all do. He's cleared to play. Cleared for basketball activities.
I might have to start watching the NBA again. Besides the Pistons.
I miss Jello.
Next year. Honestly.
I miss LeVar.
I miss Chino Hills.
Oh.
Yo,
those were the good days, dude.
Those were the good days.
We all thought we were going to the NBA.
Yeah.
We're all just...
Not me.
Jacking up half quarters.
No. Yeah. Well, yeah.
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 I mean... While we're
go ahead.
On the topic,
draft.
Should we move into our draft?
Yeah, let's do the draft. I'm liking it.
You're going to do the draft?
I'm ready to do the draft.
Noah, please tell the ladies and gentlemen what the draft is.
We are going to be drafting our favorite NBA highlights.
Oh, dude.
How many rounds are we doing?
Three
rounds?
Five rounds?
Five rounds is going to be hard to think of unless we're looking.
All right, we're good. You can look them up for sure.
All right.
But you also prepared before the episode.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not...
It's not
going to be that difficult.
We definitely didn't play four rounds of 2K.
No, you guys definitely did not do that.
All right. So who's going first? It's not me. I'll go first. Rock, paper, scissors?
Yep. What is it? Odd one out?
And odd one out goes first.
All right.
And we'll go one, two, three.
Go.
Oh, no. We'll just do this first. On shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Wow.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
It's me. I'll go first.
I'll go first.
You go second.
All right.
And we'll go one, two, three.
Does the...
One, two, three.
Just go around.
Just so I remember how this works, is like number one like your favorite?
Yeah. This is strictly preference.
Do we start at five and go to one?
Nope. This is a draft.
Okay.
You just... There's not a number. You just draft.
Okay.
Okay. I don't have like a... if you told me to just pick your favorite play all time, dude, I don't think I could. But... You know, there's a lot of really good plays out there. Like, there's so many running through my mind right now, and I don't know what to pick. But I think number one, 2019 playoffs, second round, game seven, Kawhi Leonard, fadeaway, bounce shot going in against the Sixers, dude. Yep. Come on
In
now.
The corner?
In the corner, dude, yeah, mid-range?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, take me back to that level
of basketball. I agree with that.
Number one
that
pick.
That is tough.
Kawhi Leonard, Raptors, championship, seal it, going to the conference finals.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go a different direction because, like, in my head, I'm more so what is the most impressive moment, not like the context around it.
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Honestly, one of the best dunks I've seen is Anthony Edwards, like when he drives baseline.
Dude, I wanted to say that one. Why did he
literally he jumps so high and then he just like levitates off the other guy and just crushes him when he lands. Yep. It's so powerful.
Yep.
This got to be one of my favorites.
If I'm being honest, we could have a whole draft of Anthony Edwards.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, he is so prone to highlights. We could have a draft
of Anthony Edwards highlights from this year.
Dude, yeah.
Anthony Edwards and Jalen Green.
Besides him shooting left-handed in the All-Star game.
No. Anthony Edwards could be the new face of the league.
He could.
Like
could be.
Him versus...
Like LeBron.
Him versus SGA is the new Curry versus...
Yeah, like...
I don't think it'll be that good, but...
Shea Gilgeous.
Okay. That I didn't know you were going to go there, number one, dude.
Dude, that's, I don't know why. That was in my mind first.
Wow. Yeah. That was in my mind.
That's why I wanted to get it out
it's
of the like, way.
What's wild? I don't want to say the next one.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, mine. I'm up.
You are.
So mine is not one play. Only because I'm making an exception. Only because this man. It is a period of time where this man was literally a highlight reel anytime he touched the ball.
Yep.
And it was like I can't remember the years, but it was when Russell Westbrook had like a million triple doubles, and he literally just dunked every time he went to the rim.
So you're going Russell Westbrook?
Yes.
2016-17 like, season.
Yes, that period right there. Because he literally tried to kill somebody every time he went to the rack.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's honestly, I couldn't pick a Westbrook highlight from that year because there's too many.
There's like, too many of them.
We can just rattle some. I mean, I can rattle some off.
He hit so many buzzer beaters that season.
Game winner. Everyone like, just come back with me. Like, game winner, knocking out the Nuggets, first year without Kevin Durant, gets the ball right inside, orange jerseys, clean from, like, half straight bottoms.
Yup.
Knocking out the Nuggets first from the playoffs, game
back
dude.
Against Kevin Durant after Kevin left. His first game back in OKC. Yeah. He went crazy.
Yup.
Like there was the Shamrock where he like hangs it out there right in front of the net, pulls it back and dumps it.
His 2020 game, dude.
He had like Westbrook.
You're good.
It's too good.
That was a good time period. I'm getting excited.
You got another one.
Oh, I got a back to back.
Yeah.
All right, I'm probably gonna go.
So we do these three persons.
I really like dunks. I'm probably gonna go like 2 years ago when Ja dunked on. I don't remember who it was. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Was it
so? Like, Ja had a lot of
all the way back though.
That Ja missed a lot. Ja has a lot of posters that he missed. Didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one he made. He comes all the way back and just I gotta find it.
Okay,
but it is by far
the
craziest dunk.
Okay, was it that game he had the two-handed block?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'll pull it up. You keep going. Mm-hmm. I'll pull it up.
Ooh, that is a good highlight, the block, but I'm not going to go there. Honestly, just because the best part about Westbrook is his energy. Mm-hmm. One of the favorite clips is it's against, like, the Lakers late in the game. He's running, and they try to, like, foul him before he can get a shot off. Uh-huh. And he just, like, I don't even know. They foul him at, like, the free throw line. He just jumps and, like, chucks it up.
Yeah.
It's like this, makes it, and one. Crowd goes crazy, and you can tell, like, he's just like electric.
Yeah.
There's just pure testosterone energy.
In the building.
Adrenaline running through him.
Yup.
I love that clip so much.
I agree with that.
What a great pick. Man, where am I going with mine? I don't even know.
Are you sticking with the like the context around it? Like game winners in a series?
I do. I do love me some context. I do love me some context. Dude, there's so many like. Like dunks, threes, moments, like obviously there's like LeBron scoring 40,000 points, but like that's not really like that's not where I'm going with this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want milestones. If I'm thinking like just like straight good times, take me back to like 2015 Curry. Like mixtapes, crossing up Chris Paul on the baseline, hitting the midi, dude.
Yes, bro.
Doing like some runaround screens around his defenders, taking like a fadeaway one-handed shot, looking at Steve Kerr like, what? And Steve Kerr's like, what are you doing? And it just splashes in. He just goes, sits down, dude.
That is a crazy clip.
He is so good. He was so good then. Wemby ain't doing that.
No,
he is not.
Miami ain't doing that, bro. Because
he doesn't have to.
You talk about the one where he like split the defenders against OKC and then just turned around. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah,
it's a crazy one.
I got the dunk right here, bro. I just want to show you guys. for context.
Oh, I have back to back. Let me think for another one.
You go ahead and think. Well, no, I don't have the dunk anymore.
Is it the one where, like, it's on the fast break, the guy's kind of running back, and he almost, like, shoves him forward?
No, it's literally this one right here.
Oh, that one, man. That one's crazy. No, it's go ahead. Take that, number one.
All the way back, bro.
Go take that. So, there was one. Oh, no. Anthony Edwards blocked against the Pacers to win the game the other day.
Oh, okay.
Dude. Mm.
Interesting.
Shoulder hit the back of the board. The backboard.
I think
his head hit the rim.
Context out of the situation, way better than LeBron's block on Iguodala.
Yeah.
But the context wins that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All right.
Yes, yes.
Anthony Edwards, that was freaking scary, though.
Yeah!
That was not human. That was not human.
Shoulder on... I was going to try and go in my bag for one. No, that's a That's an all-time highlight already. Yeah.
100%. For
sure. These will be modern. We're not going Jordan era highlight.
Everybody, like, greatest highlight, quote-unquote, Jordan game six versus the Jazz.
Yeah,
obviously, like, right? But let's see. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
I think I got to go. This one's kind of a context moment. Uh-huh. I don't remember what year, maybe 2018. I loved the Rockets versus the Warriors, that matchup with Harden and Curry and Clay.
I know where you're going, dude. This is so good.
You got to watch the clip if you haven't seen it. Mm. The Warriors, like, what are they? They're down one, I think, or basically it's a close game, like 30 seconds left. KD dribbles the ball just walking out of bounds and then throws it back in. Refs don't call it at all.
Mm. Oh, I remember this.
Yeah. Curry hits a shot to go up. It's just the stupidest thing. There's like 3 seconds left. Everybody's mad, right? Because it's just refs throwing a game away. Harden gets the ball in like two people's faces from the white line, drains it at the buzzer. That's the ultimate definition of ball don't lie.
And got fouled.
Yeah.
And like
crazy.
It wasn't on any two defenders. Yeah. It was on Draymond and Clay. Mm-hmm. Two all defensive players, dude. Like locking you up. I think Clay made all defense. I'm not sure though.
I would assume so. He's pretty good.
Yeah, he was a good defender.
It was a good pull.
Thank you.
Great pull. Great clip. Great clip.
Let's take it back to 2013. Oh. Game six in Miami.
Oh.
White jerseys. Yeah. I mean, the roof's about to come off the building. But then people start leaving. They think it's over.
Peace out, homies.
Ray Allen, bro. Chris Bosh rebound gets the rebound. Kicks it out to Ray Allen. Bottom!
Bang! Dude.
That is like the pop in that building was so crazy. Like,
the crowd reaction was crazy.
Can you imagine being there, dude?
I probably
would have wet my pants a little bit, straight up. Just a little bit. Yeah, that's my...
That's a good pick. Mm-hmm. Third pick. Three and four.
Do I have to go again right now? Dude.
Keep thinking, dude.
I'm glad, because I was like, man, I have to think of another one now.
Yeah, dude, I'm thinking of something right now.
Ooh, this is tough.
Give me one.
No, I'm thinking. It's tough.
Oh. I'm trying to think of like all these shots that I've like seen happen.
Oh, I got it. I got it. Paul George against the Pistons.
Come on.
Oh.
Kick the ball out to him at the logo. He hits the defender with one of these. Luke Kennard, the defender. And that just drains the three, bro. That's just, it wasn't even like a game winning.
What team was Paul George on?
What?
What team was Paul George on?
Pacers.
Yeah, it wasn't Luke Kennard, but it's fine.
Oh, no, you're right, because he definitely wasn't in the league.
No.
Definitely not. But yeah, no, just hits him with the, and then drains the shot. That was crazy. Just the confidence.
Yeah,
the confidence.
Paul George could, we could also do a whole thing of Paul George's highlights.
First one, when he broke his leg. Kidding.
Wow, that clip.
Dude.
The first time I saw that clip, I remember we had to go somewhere, and I would not, I was like, I told my mom, I'm not getting out of the car because I'm not walking on my leg.
Yeah, bro. Like,
no.
It was scary,
disgusting.
Dude.
Not as bad as Kevin Ware's.
We don't talk about
that. I'm not going to talk about it. I was up at my grandparents'. First one, I came back from the church. Somebody left the TV on. I walk in and that play happens as I look at the TV.
Watching live?
Yes, bro. No. Walked in, snaps his leg. Like I was watching it live. I was like, no way.
I couldn't.
I don't even watch sports. Witness that moment.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
No, I was just you said Paul George, and we were talking broken legs, and it got me thinking of Sean Livingston, and someone that need cannot go unnoticed in this little clip. Yeah. Sean Livingston has a crazy mid-range mixtape.
He really does.
He doesn't miss.
No.
He almost had to get his leg amputated? That's how bad it was?
It was bad.
He almost had to get it amputated.
A lot of people have bad leg injuries.
Yeah. It was pretty bad.
Sorry.
I will say another Paul George moment. I'm trying to remember. It was one of the teams LeBron was on. I don't know if it was the Heat at the time. He like drives left,
probably
turns inside and yams it on somebody. I don't remember who it was. I love the clip. Partly because my favorite part is just it sounds like a gunshot.
Yeah.
Those are the best songs.
Where it's just like whoop-ah.
You can say your next moment and I'll find this so it makes more sense.
Dude, I mean, I'll kind of try and draw this out because I'm... Can you take me higher? Derrick Rose dumping over Dragic, dude. Oh, take me higher.
What an explosive player.
Dude, so good.
Like, imagine. Obviously, he played in a way that was going to get him hurt eventually. Imagine if he didn't get hurt. Like, I think he is the biggest...
What if? He's got it.
Like, him or Greg Oden?
Greg Oden's up there for sure.
That's crazy. No, he's
unworldly. Also, another one that we can maybe do an honorable mention for, Cardiac Kemba in the Kemba Walker UConn team. March Madness. That wasn't March Madness, dude.
The step back. Ooh,
can we go out of the NBA?
Dude, yeah, you can go out of the NBA.
What?
Oh. Well, I mean, okay. That's just one that came to my mind.
So, not going out of the NBA, honorable mention because it is Vince Carter over who's at Frederick Wiseman or whatever in the Olympics.
He jumps over him.
That's crazy. Yeah, he's 7'3"
Jumps
dude,
over
just
him.
Hops him. And he pushed off a little bit.
Who cares?
Who cares?
It was on the Paul George dunk was on Birdman.
Oh, not LeBron.
I knew it was somebody on LeBron's team, but. I love this dunk so much.
We'll be playing.
It sounds like a gunshot.
Oh man, dude, that's so dirty. Hard. That's
especially
dirty.
Especially like when people jump at each other and the one person just gets like stopped. I love that.
Man,
it's kind of sounding like I just like watching them get hurt.
No, yeah, that. You do. You do for sure. There was one that I just saw on my phone that got me hyped up, but I'm not gonna take it.
Why not?
Because.
Honorable mention?
No. Yeah, that can be an honorable mention. J.R. Smith, dude. Come on.
Oh. No way!
Come on,
you
dude.
Did you see it on my phone?
No.
I'm literally looking at it.
I don't want J.R. Smith.
No. Take it.
J.R. Smith under the basket, like 360
okay,
dunk,
you're taking
dude.
That one. I'm taking a different one.
Okay. I mean, just like,
Are you taking the other J.R. Smith dunk?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I won't take that. No, I'm not going to because he said that. I'm trying to remember who was this verse. Okay.
Do you guys remember
they miss a shot, get the rebound, kick it out to Westbrook. He like dribbles right, turns around he like pump fakes, turns around all the way in the corner, fades away and shoots a game winning three. I hate that I don't remember the teams it's against because it would make so much more sense.
I don't remember that.
Okay.
It was a fadeaway three.
Is it in the playoffs?
He like fakes it this way to like KD, I think, and turns around and hits.
Is it in the playoffs?
I don't remember.
If it's the playoffs, because I think I know what you're talking about, I think it's the Jazz.
Is it?
Because I think it was in the playoffs.
Okay.
But I'm not sure. But I'm not positive.
Any Westbrook moment.
Westbrook shooting ball.
It is.
Is impressive.
Electric. It's impressive. I'll take J.R. Smith like under the hoop, like 360 Toyota, dude.
Because he like turns around too. Like he comes in under the hoop this way and manages to not only bring it down, turn around, and then jam it.
Oh, we kind of like lost the whole draft aspect, but the one I saw on my phone, it was like Luka dove for the ball and like was falling out of bounds, threw it behind him
to Kyrie.
Kyrie tosses it behind him.
Dude, who was it? Who dunked it?
I have no idea.
He was so high in the air, bro. Like way up there.
Like I was hype.
This versus Golden State. He dribbles right here.
Oh wow, he saves it from going out of bounds.
That's crazy.
It was Golden State.
It was
overtime.
Hey, but Curry got his revenge.
He did.
Yeah.
When he came down that one game. Hit the three. Is this our last pick?
Yeah, I just went last.
Okay. Is that your...
I'll pick another one. Obscure.
I love how we're all just like running it. It don't even matter.
Really obscure moment. Y'all remember Blake Griffin, like one prime season on the Pistons, right?
I know exactly where you're going with this.
Goes to dribble handoff, dribbles behind through his own legs. Both defenders are just gone.
Yes, bro.
Like, I love that
50
clip.
That was for and one for 50
That's
piece.
That's crazy.
To start the whole season.
That's crazy. Oh. Think with number five, I'm taking JR on the Nuggets. Brings the ball up the court. Crossover down the lane on the Spurs, just bodies the dude.
Oh yeah,
brings him down to the ground and then pulls himself up like this on the rim and swings back. Dude, just electric.
He could have like kneed the guy in the face.
Yes, just, bro.
What was crazy?
I feel like we could just talk about highlights all day.
Honorable mention. Honorable mention.
All right.
What was your last one, Blake Griffin?
Yeah.
I think it was Jordan. LeBron passing through the two defenders' legs. Or maybe it was Kyrie. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
He does it like behind the back through a person's legs. Like
that, and he also like splits through and gets the ball back with him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I know that he like went behind his back and it went through two people's legs.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The one, this isn't like, I don't think this is like super highlight worthy, but the one on the Lakers where he's looking this way and just like one hand the other way. I love that.
That's tight. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could palm
the ball. I literally could sit here for the next hour and talk about NBA.
Oh yeah,
dude, DeAndre Jordan dunking over Brandon Jennings or Brandon Knight.
Wasn't that like play of the decade? Yeah, on the YouTube or an NBA YouTube.
That was the year that it was.
It was
like,
top 10.
Oh yeah,
I'm sure Ray Allen was number one
on dunks. It was
dunks had to be number one.
That was the Clippers' year of Dunk Fest.
Lob City?
Yeah.
Exactly. Whatever.
And I just love that it was called Lob City, and you go, it was Dunk Fest, man.
I forgot the name of
it. Any Blake Griffin dunk on Gasol.
Oh,
every single one.
Yep. That, the year that the NBA had the shutdown during the summer, and KD played in a bunch of amateur games.
Rucker Park.
Ooh, all those.
I always thought about saying that.
That was a great mixtape. There's got to be a KD moment in there.
Bubble TJ Warren. That
Bubble
TJ Warren.
You probably don't
know what you're talking about.
Bubble Warren did go crazy.
Bubble Warren versus Butler. That was it.
That was a playoff series.
Jimmy Butler playoff run.
Every single Jimmy Butler playoff
every
run.
Every year, somehow he just ends up having a playoff
Giannis's run. Giannis' block to win the series, and then the dunk from Holiday. Just his 50 piece to end that series.
Derrick Rose's 50 piece.
Derrick Rose
when he came back finally.
Buzzer beater versus Cleveland in the playoffs. Yeah. Bank shot. Dude.
Yes. Wait. Yes. Yep. Fine. I remember. Dames against. The Thunder. Dames
How
against
did
the Thunder.
That was on Paul George. Because
we were
right?
thinking dunks. We stopped thinking about game winners. After I said Kawhi, we all just went to dunks.
Yep.
Yeah, that's crazy. Step back from like the logo. Insane.
The wave afterwards, too, at their bench.
Paul George talking about that clip.
He's like, it's a bad shot.
It was a terrible shot. If you think about it,
not if you're Dame.
But not if you're Dame.
He's like that, though. Like, yeah, dude. He's like that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, how did you guys feel about the All-Star game this year? Because I thought... I
don't know what they can even do to change it.
The thing is, like... I haven't enjoyed the past All-Star games because I know it's not going to be like full defense like it used to be. But compared to the most recent years, I liked this one, at least the game, better than some of the other ones. Like, because I just feel like people are shooting the lights out. My problem is when there's no defense and people just are missing, it's just boring.
I feel like it could have... They need to incentivize it in some way, shape, or form. Like MLB...
the charity thing that they used to do.
Or that. Like MLB, dude, if you wanted home field advantage in the World Series, your team had to win the All-Star game.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be good.
Oh.
And so like they took that away, but like if you want to incentivize them, do that. Like if you want home court advantage throughout the playoffs, dude, if you want to buy through the first round of the playoffs, dude.
How does that work though? Do they still do East versus West in the NBA?
Yeah.
They switched back to it this year.
Good, because the other one was garbage.
Oh, I guess I don't know how you would do a buy. That doesn't make much sense.
I don't know anybody who watched the draft that.
Can I be honest with you?
What's up?
When I saw like the skills challenge, I decided I wasn't going to watch the NBA.
That was the worst thing.
Like all the things leading up to the All-Star game, horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dunk contest,
the Steph
not
versus
as good.
Sabrina thing was the only good thing.
I hated it.
And it's going to be Caitlin Clark next year.
It better be. Better be.
I'm just glad it was close.
Sabrina got married.
Did she?
Mm-hmm. I peeped nice. On Instagram.
All I care about is what's her face getting married from Iowa. Anyways.
Caitlin Clark?
Nope. Another one.
Oh, Gabby Marshall. Dude, yeah. We're Iowa Hawkeyes fans on the podcast. Dude, when she's gone, us three bro. Are. Me and Henry's not.
My life is over.
Yeah.
I think Henry's the biggest
hater.
He is
hater.
The biggest hater.
Okay.
For no, we had to show him Caitlin Clark highlights for him to be like, she's all right. Like, bro, what?
Not
like,
the game we just watched where she won the tournament.
Dogged everyone.
I would like prime All-Star games was when Kevin Hart was running the NBA celebrity game, bro.
Yes.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. That was four good straight time. MVPs.
Yeah, that was good. Ow,
you
bro.
You gotta stop.
Sorry, guys. I'm struggling. I don't like the new All-Star games, if I'm being honest with you. No. I'd like to take it back to like where everybody wears their team's jersey.
Yeah.
There's some defense. It's more like pickup. That's what I like.
I liked the jerseys this year, personally. I know that wasn't the point you were making.
No, yeah.
But the jerseys this year were pretty cool.
Yeah, because it's like, obviously, I think people assume if you play defense that everybody's going to take boring shots and try and get good offense. Just because there's defense doesn't mean you have to take good shots. Just try and, they can still, if you watch the old ones, like with Kobe and all the like 2000s especially, people are just trying to yam it every single possession. Yeah. Shaq's just throwing it off the backboard on a free throw and it's illegal and dunking it, right?
Yes.
Just because they put more defense in does not mean you have to take good shots.
Yep.
You can still take stupid shots.
I agree with that.
And then if they go in, more of the highlight.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it does get boring. Like, because people just start messing around.
Yeah. Because honestly,
like Luka taking a three-quarter court shot.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get the 2-for-1. Granted, Luka and Jokic could not care any less about being there.
Mm-hmm.
No.
They could. They,
yeah.
Like,
and the thing is, I feel like it'd make it better, easier for them to, like, those are two of the best guys in the NBA, and they can't show off anything because their game revolves around skill, not athleticism. So what are they going to show off in that game? Right. Nothing.
Part of the thing I heard, it was like, not like making it voluntary, but like someone like Jok or Luka, like they can be there, like give them the All-Star like nod in their career accolades, but like pull someone else that's going to play.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like Jimmy Butler, he was like, cool. I'll be there. Like, I'll play 2 minutes. I don't want to be there. I'm glad I got accepted.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't want to play. Like, put someone there that will.
Yeah.
Like, 100%.
One thing I don't
know. But give Jimmy the nod.
No, I'd agree with that. Like, be like, you know, or at least if they don't, give them the option. If they turn it down, you say you turned it down. You know what I mean?
But then if, like, you have the option and then, like, LeBron doesn't come and, like, Kevin Durant don't come, Curry doesn't come.
That's the thing. You know? It's going to end up like the Olympics ended up.
Yeah.
Because they don't have.
Dude, we got a super team. This year.
We do this year because they finally.
No, we got LeBron, Curry, KD, Booker, Tatum, Joel Embiid playing for USA.
It's how it should have been.
Okay, we got everybody this year.
Did it go on a lull for a little bit?
Yes. There was one year where nobody. It was like. It looked like the rookies teams that
played all the games. It was KD and Dame and Jaylen Brown were the top three.
Because I'm thinking of like.
They still won gold.
He ain't even stretched though. Like that UAS team, D'Angelo Russell when he was in high school.
Okay.
Like LeBron, Kyrie, like all those.
Blake.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the thing. They all won and they're like, oh, well, everyone knows we're going to win, so we don't need to play anymore.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Because there was like a couple years where they just like lost that pride kind of that makes it entertaining.
I think after like. The super team, the Jordan team, went to the Olympics. I think it's downhill after that.
Oh, 100%.
I think USA.
Well, then you had the team that lost. Then you had the Redeem team. I don't know if you watched that documentary.
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I know what you're talking
about. Kobe and LeBron. And no Kobe highlights.
They're definitely there, though.
But like, there we is. Just didn't we're think just, of them. And we're also, we weren't like.
Like Kobe's 60 piece. Crazy.
Kobe's 60 piece. You mean the one that I went to bed because I didn't think he was going to do anything?
Oh.
That one? Yeah. Biggest regret of my entire life.
If you think about it, like, 2016 was kind of when we started watching more, like, in depth.
Yeah.
Like, that was Kobe's last year.
Yeah.
You know? True. Like, we didn't
but
get
his
to
highlights
see
are still
a
there.
Lot of his, like,
the
his
turnaround
actual games.
Left-handed three in the corner.
Yep. Any of his dunks from like 8 to 24, like right around that time where he switched jerseys. Crazy dunks.
Mm-hmm. Froby.
I did have something important to say. USA Dream Team.
Redeem Team.
Olympics.
This year.
No,
Olympics. All-Star
that.
Game. Jerseys.
Oh! No.
Maybe? Hey, dude.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Got him.
Yep. So, one of the things, my brother was talking to me about this. We were talking, like, I never understood the dunk contest.
Okay.
It needs Mac to Miller be. Is lit.
Who?
Mac Miller?
Who?
Mac
McClung?
Hey, rest in peace, Mac Miller, for real. It's my dog. No, Mac McClung. Sorry. I said that three times. That's crazy.
The shades. I'm sorry, that was crazy. To bring it up. The shades.
Give me a second.
I'm not going to lie. They should just replace it with a slam ball contest.
Down, but I'm saying why?
Or like a one v one?
No, I'm down. That would be sick.
I know, but just like it's down.
No, I'm trying to say
like a 1v1 poster contest where the the person under the basket doesn't get a run.
I think they would never do that because of injuries.
But it's fun, dude. I know.
They one on one tournament.
Hear me out.
It's such a business that nothing is fun anymore with it.
Why? Why is nobody huge doing the dunk contest?
Like they don't know how to dunk.
Yeah, that's the thing.
No, think about the best dunkers in the league. They're not the people in the dunk contest.
Like, list them off.
Like, okay, would it be sick to have LeBron in there? Yeah.
But
LeBron's not a flashy dunker.
What's LeBron
going to
do? Like, Zion, great talent, not a flashy
dunker.
Okay,
I think Zion might be. Old Zion could do something.
I don't know how Zion's looking right now.
I don't
either.
Yo, he's locked in.
I know he's locked in, but I don't know if he's locked in to the point of doing his 360.
No, he is. Did you see the lob the other night?
Yeah, but that was still just a powerful dunk.
Honestly, if it's a dunk contest.
Bro, he reached back here with both hands to grab it and brought it down.
Powerful, not flashy.
I think if they are already, they don't already have the aspect of like, let's say the names like LeBron and stuff.
Yeah.
Nobody knows most of the people in the All-Star contest besides maybe Jaylen Brown.
Yeah.
So it's, you don't need the names. You just have dunkers. People like Jordan Kilgannon and stuff like that. Isaiah Rivera.
Is that the blue-haired guy?
Yeah, yeah. That's the blue-haired guy.
Has Ja ever been a dunk contest?
No.
No.
Ja could do it.
He could, but he's not going to want to get... He doesn't care about that, I don't think.
Yeah, and if you get Rivera, blue-haired guy,
yeah.
Like if you get them and Ja loses, Ja's not going to want to lose to those
exactly.
guys.
Exactly. You got to play their ego to get them to do it, right? They have no reason if they're competing against a bunch of bombs.
The only reason I
in
say...
In terms of NBA status,
no
was,
to what
obviously.
You said is because... Outside of the NBA, it's limited on dunkers. So you're going to run through those quickly. And if you run through the... Are you saying like...
Dude, we've ran through them in the NBA, though.
True. Good point.
Like, we got Obi Toppin's brother trying to do the same dunk he did. It's just worse.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm thinking like in the NBA, dunkers, I'm thinking Anthony Edwards. I'm thinking Donovan Mitchell before he started shooting the ball. Like...
Early
Donovan Mitchell.
Early Donovan Mitchell.
I'm thinking Ja. I'm thinking Zion. But then, like, and I'm thinking kind of hard, like, maybe early De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Like, but he had more of the Westbrook power. He wasn't doing a lot of flashy. Then there's the Zach LaVine, the Aaron Gordon.
In it, like, three times. Already
like,
been in it
they're twice. More, they're more like real players now. Yeah. They're more than just dunkers now.
They matured.
Yeah.
NBA wise.
And so it's like, where are we at?
There was one guy from like the Heat, Derrick Jones, maybe?
Derrick Jones Jr.
Yo, he was crazy.
He was good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, though, I think you gotta like, because the reason like the Curry versus Sabrina thing got so many people is because they're taking what we think is like the great and they're challenging it. They're saying somebody else is gonna win. So have like Ja or an Anthony Edwards or whoever and be like, we think that Kilgannon and Rivera are gonna beat him.
Yeah,
so that
yeah.
way they like want to, they don't want to lose. Everybody wants to watch because it's like, it's not an NBA player winning. It's NBA versus something else.
Yeah,
they've
like
done
that.
NBA versus itself too many times.
Yeah.
Mm, I like that
and
a lot.
And I like, I get it's hard like to think of stuff for like each year, but you have a whole year.
Yeah.
You can figure something out. Just like these little changes each year.
I'd agree with that. I like that.
Mm-hmm. That's big time.
I think it needs to change. 100%. I do think like... No, it's going to change the subject.
Go ahead.
No, I don't want to change the subject because I have one more basketball thing I want to talk about.
Just say it.
Okay.
And then, hey, don't forget what you just thought of, though.
Okay, I got it. I'm definitely forgetting.
100%.
NFL Pro Bowl. Just remember that.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
It's not really changing the subject, though.
No, it's not. But I don't want to go to football and come back to basketball. I think, you know what I like more than the NBA? Like, actually the NBA?
Mm-hmm.
Basketball. Summer leagues, bro.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, what's the one? The Drew League.
The Drew League. You ever watch, like, the Rico Hines runs?
Yes, bro. Jamal Crawford had one. Those are so much fun to watch.
The crossover.
Yes, because it's like, I remember, like, I think it was J.R. Smith showed up to a couple years of Drew League and just goes crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Isaiah those are Thomas. Cool.
Yes, Isaiah Thomas. He's got it. He's came back.
He was on a team. He's 10-day contract with the Suns.
Right now?
Yeah. Bro, what message?
I did not see that.
Yeah, he came back. He bricked a layup, but it's fine. He drives me nuts because, like, he literally was so good. No injuries. Not like Derrick Rose, nothing like that.
I'm pretty sure he had back problems.
Okay.
Wasn't it a hip thing?
Or hip. Yes. Maybe. Thank you.
But, like,
I'm glad I get you way out.
What I'm trying to say is, like, he may have had problems, but that, like, he literally got traded and went immediately downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because immediately.
Of his situation. Like, Boston, he was the guy. And they're like, oh, yeah. We can get Kyrie for you? For sure, dude.
But I don't understand how, like, he was good. NBA talent. 28 good at Boston.
Points per game.
Yeah, how does that go to another team and just die off?
Because, like, that whole situation was awkward. One, he was hurt. Two, he didn't want to be there. And three, like, they had, that was the year they brought in old Derrick Rose. They brought in old Dwayne Wade. Yeah, they brought in, like, Jordan Clarkson.
Yeah, that was a weird
and, like, it was just a weird group of guys.
I think
Jay Crowder.
He's one of those guys that if he's not George the guy Hill. On the team, it's hard to contribute. Because you overthink every shot because you're like, should the main guy be taking this shot?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. He just didn't have the freedom he needed to mentally be confident enough to score.
He's prime time. At that point. Or he's new age Spud Webb.
Sure.
Legitimately. Yeah. Oh, okay. So Pro Bowl?
Sure.
I think it needs to go back to what it used to be. I was like watching old, like, longest throwing competition. Like, I was watching like old Pro Bowl highlights. It was so sweet. And then I was watching like the competitions this year and it was like throwing at robot inflatables and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you guys watch a Pro Bowl?
No. I have never watched anything Pro Bowl in my life.
Skip this topic. You guys can't put it.
Is that where Jason Kelce was trying to throw it through his legs?
I'll be honest with
you. Kelce!
Find the blank space.
You mean the man that ruined the NFL?
Travis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah.
I don't like what happened in the NFL.
No.
No.
I don't know. I don't really have a take on the NFL. I don't really want to have a take on the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Nope. You can't be mad at him, though.
No. Who?
The NFL. I mean, Taylor Swift brought so much revenue. Why would
100%.
Why would you say no?
Yeah. You see baseball's Taylor Swift's Livy Dunn?
Yeah, because she's dating what?
Gaines.
But no, she's
dude,
not.
Dude, how long do you think it's going to be? Like, do you think Max Clark gets called up this year? No?
I don't know what he did in the spring breakout. I know the Tigers have won 18 convincing games. They went 18-9 with, like, three ties because they only play 9 innings. Yeah, they've been playing really well. Yeah. I don't know how good Max Clark has been, but I don't know if he's on his way this year.
Yeah, I'm curious to see.
Paul Skeens will play for the Pirates this year.
Yeah, he's 100%. Good. He's legit.
But
good.
I don't know if Max
he's
Clark will be up
there. Dude, Paul Skeens is dominant.
I hope Max Clark is good, though. That's all I can
say. You know what I'm concerned about? I think he'll be good. I'm concerned about his cockiness in a dugout. I feel like thankfully, we don't have a lot of veteran players.
Uh-huh.
Like, veteran.
Like, Miguel Cabrera veteran?
Yeah, I think that's where it butts heads, is Miguel Cabrera, like, a veteran versus a new hot guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, I'm curious to see how his dugout, his presence in the dugout is.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I'm excited. I'm so hyped for baseball season.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait.
I'm so ready to watch, like, a month and a half of it, and then stop, then watch, like, two more months of it when I get back.
Stop right now. Oh. You're going to have this going to be like, all right, playoffs. Not really.
No, because especially if I'm off work, dude, I'm going to be watching baseball.
Yeah. We got to.
Maybe next year is the year I get into baseball.
No, you don't need to.
You don't think so?
I don't. If you have not gotten into it yet, there's no reason.
Should we do a fantasy baseball team to keep me in the loop with the boys this summer?
That would 100% be what would happen to me. Because that's how I was with football. I never watched it.
I'm down.
To keep me in the loop, like, do you want to do one?
I'm down. I might actually put in the time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you joining football next year?
No.
Really?
Can't do it. I joined fantasy football 1 year. I stopped subs on week 2.
Wow. Just because you didn't like it?
I don't care.
See, the thing with fantasy baseball is, like, there's games every day. There's, like, and so you really don't have to sub.
Yeah.
Mm.
So yeah, we could figure something out.
It would help me keep.
Sorry, because you love baseball.
Yeah, bro. Like it will help me keep me in the loop.
Yeah,
we could.
I don't love football enough to.
Could put a little fantasy baseball league together, and we can do a little. Let's
freaking do it.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be eight of us. Like we could do like a 6-person
league.
Henry
wants to do it.
Henry will do it.
Henry wants
like,
to do
and
it.
Just to, like. Keep the boys together,
yeah,
a little bit.
Maybe this is the year you get into baseball.
Maybe
it is.
I think what made me care about the football one is that there was anticipation because it was once a week.
Yeah,
so I had like this suspense, and then you'd be waiting all week. Like, is he gonna get healthy?
Yeah,
he loved
you
it.
Did get into
he,
it.
He fell
you
into
got
it. Into it.
Yeah, and then
but
I had
you got hurt this week. Or this year.
Dude, I was chilling.
He had the worst luck.
I had terrible luck, but I had recovered, like, well. Like, I got, like, third, I think.
Yeah.
Third or second, or fourth, maybe.
No,
third or fourth.
We played the fifth and sixth and played our kickers.
Did we? Remember? Oh, yeah.
We did kickers only.
I had a good, like, middle of the season, and then it just went downhill with injuries. But in the playoffs, who on the Browns dropped 360 yards against me.
Mr. Amari Cooper.
That was the most
That's crazy.
Crap game
that is crazy.
I have ever seen. I look Kirby at my
back.
Fantasy, and I look at my fantasy. He has two players playing, and he has 90 points, and I have like 80. I'm like, this is... Yeah. He had somebody else with 45, and that dude had like 55 off of that performance. I was like, there's no chance. Of course, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Which... Of all people to lose to, I was okay with that. He ended up winning himself.
Yeah, straight up.
Love him.
Mm-hmm. The fantasy football. Oh, Kirko.
Kirko Chain's getting a bag from Atlanta.
Bag from Atlanta, bro.
How much did he get?
$180 million, 90 guaranteed in the first 2 years.
You know what's something that's not talked about, I feel like? Yo,
what?
It is him. It's about him. He's been in the league for a minute.
He's 35.
Yeah.
So, okay, here's what's crazy.
When did Tom Brady retire?
Last year.
How old was he?
40-something. 45? 44.
That's 45 seems a little bit high.
I'm pretty sure
he's 44. He's 44 years old.
How old was Tom Brady when he
retired? This was the first year without Brady.
Oh, I thought
so. 44. But, okay, you got to admit, 35.
Is oldish. It's oldish.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
For a $180 million contract?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So let me just break this down to you. Washington Redskins at the time, had the second, they traded up for the second overall pick. They drafted Robert Griffin III.
Oh, rest in peace.
Still alive.
No.
To his career?
Rest in peace to his career.
Okay.
Supposed to be the greatest.
What happened in the third round of that draft? They took Kirko Chains. They took Kirko Chains to be a backup.
Where did they take Kirko Chains from?
Michigan State. Okay. Sorry,
I had to sneak that one in.
They took him in like the third round to be a backup.
Yeah.
Kirko knew he was going to be a backup. And then to see that Robert Griffin's out of the league and Kirko Chains just had a second big payday of his career with a new team.
Sounds a little bit
crazy.
Tom Brady.
Oh yeah. Or like everyone else. So
except Tom Brady.
I don't really
like the fourth
I
backup.
I hate getting into like football talk, but I will do this.
Get into it.
I will do this just for the podcast. Think about this. All the new quarterbacks that have come in, like you have your Mac Joneses, your Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, all these quarterbacks that are on
it's
new
crazy
teams
that
now.
You listed like the ones that don't matter, but keep going.
No, that's why I'm saying it.
Oh,
that's
okay,
why
okay,
that's
okay,
the
okay,
point
okay,
I'm
okay,
saying.
Sorry.
The reason that they're all on new teams now, and these quarterbacks that I think like. Brock Purdy and Trevor Lawrence are the only ones still on their new team, their same team from the last two drafts.
Yeah.
The reason is, well, those two are really good. But, like, the reason is all the greats have had players that they had to back up when they started.
Yeah.
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes. Kirko Chains.
Yep.
Like, all these. Kirko Chains does not deserve to be in the conversation with those three.
No.
But it's fine. Like, they all had good players they all had players that they had to back up.
Yeah.
And, like, these new guys are not having that opportunity because they're just getting thrown right into the fire.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, that's why I think Justin Fields backing up Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh
that's
will
huge.
Be great
yep.
for him.
So, Kirk and...
Kirko Chains, please refer to him as his
Kirko
proper
Chains
name.
Chains and Russell Wilson, they're, like, the last left of an era of football. Think about it. Like, everybody's gone except
yeah.
for Aaron Rodgers' dog.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Dog.
Vice President,
bro.
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean,
Did you see that?
No. You were talking to me about it the other day,
so Robert Kennedy, RFK, running as an independent. His final two candidates for vice president were Aaron Rodgers and another guy.
Have you listened to any? Have you listened? I don't mean to plug Joe Rogan, Aaron Rodgers. Mm-mm. It's legit.
He's legit, dude. But he picked the other guy.
For sure. Okay.
I'm pretty sure he picked the other guy. No more Rodgers vice presidency. So, but it's okay. What is that? Why did you just lick your lips?
So bad, bro.
I mean, what's that over there behind the Robert G. Tibbetts? Chief of Police, DC.
Oh, dadgum. Is that a red octagon?
Nah.
Is that stop on it?
I think it's got 9 sides.
Speaking of stop signs.
Dude, speaking of stop signs, this has been episode 98 of the Young Bucks podcast. Stop.
Thank you for listening.
No! Speaking of stop signs.
Speaking of. All
right, there you go.
Stop signs.
We all say it. Sorry, I had a big ADHD moment there.
Speaking of stop signs, this will wrap up episode 98 of the Young Bucks podcast. We've been going here strong for a long time. Didn't even feel like that long because we were talking about sports the whole time.
The NBA highlights.
Dude, the NBA highlights. I love them talking about NBA highlights. Guys, thank you for watching, viewing, subscribing, reacting. We hope that you guys really enjoyed this episode.
Two episodes. We're going to have a special episode. Don't forget.
Episode 100 is in 2 episodes. Go check
100.
It out.
100.
We will be live. No, we're
not
going to
be giving away.
Well, we will be recording this live.
$1,000. Just kidding.
In
15 years.
Yes. Mark it down. So, guys, thank you so much for all the support and love that you've shown to the whole podcast throughout our entire existence. It's been a journey. And we just thank you for all the support on it. Love you guys. Peace.
Peace.